They're called resident geese because they don't migrate like other geese. 3 years ago, the Fish and Wildlife Service gave states authority to remove giant Canada goose nests and oil their eggs while they remain flightless from March 1st through June 30th. Brett Cooley is an urban wildlife specialist for the DNR. He says about 100 individual landowners and municipalities have gotten federal permits in that time.
You know, geese are becoming more and more of a problem every year, especially in cities where we have created excellent habitat for them and no predators or no way to do any type of population control.
Communities around Wisconsin have tried scaring off the birds with dogs or horns, also modifying surroundings to make it less inviting. Others have resorted to what Cooley calls roundups. Last year, he says about 24 communities got permits to kill nuisance geese, something the Dane County Airport may do. Non-lethal steps have already been taken at a nearby city park. Cooley says Madison no longer mows to the water's edge and forbids feeding fowl in public areas.
The airport has also taken some steps. Some of the property that they own is actually farmed at this point. They have a long-term farming lease. Within that lease, they have an agreement in there where the soil has to be tilled within 48 hours of the crop being harvested to reduce the attractant.
Bird-plane conflicts were underscored last January when a commercial pilot encountered a flock of birds over New York. He was forced to make an emergency landing on the Hudson River. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.